Hello and welcome to the podcast going down in the DM. I'm Delaney.
And I'm Maya. For today's episode, we have a couple stories for you. It goes down in the DM.
Yeah, so Maya and I, we try to like be a little bit more spiritual. Like we like to get in tune with ourselves. And I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
On the podcast. But yeah, we've done a few meditations and more like spiritual things, and we just wanted to share them with you guys. So
it's so early, guys. Yeah, I was gonna say, we like just woke up. We typically we do the pod at night, but I feel like nights are so like hard for us because most days like it just doesn't like different schedules.
Yeah.
So we've been trying in the day, which I think is working, but like this is the first time we're talking. So like
our voices are like, hello, like deep and like ew.
Yeah,
that's crazy how your voice gets super deep in the morning, but then like by the end of the day, it's like normal.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like already my voice is more normal than it was a couple minutes ago. Same. But okay, so typically, like I meditate every single morning, like my routine. Mm-hmm. And when I say this, people are like, "Sure," but I'm like, I do. Like my routine is, I get up, I write in my 5-minute journal. I make my bed, mm-hmm. I drink some water, I go to the bathroom, and then I sit, like, in front of my window, and I meditate.
Yeah.
And I, like, pick whatever crystals, like, I want for the day, and mm-hmm. that's, like, my routine. And I do, like, a 5-minute meditation. It's nothing, like, crazy, whatever. Just, like, a normal, like, clear my mind type thing. But then mm-hmm. the other night, I tried this meditation where it was this guy from YouTube, and I'm sorry I forgot his name, but I'll put it, like, on the Instagram, whatever. And it was so trippy. Like,
really?
I felt like I had entered, like, a different realm. Like, it was, like, that type of meditation, like, a different type. Mm-hmm. And I did it at night. So, like, when I went to sleep, it, like, carried on into my sleep. So, it was that's just, like, crazy. A great night. Yeah, and I want to do it every night, but I feel like it's really long. It's, like, it was, like, a 30-minute one. And I'm, like, I kind of like to go to sleep early. So
those ones are always pretty long.
Yeah. It was, like, he, like, had us visualize, like, a ball, like, a mm-hmm. spear, right? Yeah. And then he was, like, visualizing it going, like, throughout your body, right? And mm-hmm. he was, like, this is, like, love. This is respect. This is, like, everything you've ever wanted, whatever. And then he's, like, our feet are, like, where our toxins get released, right? And I literally felt the bottom of my feet tingling.
That's crazy.
And, like, stuff coming out. Not actual stuff, but, you know, I could feel it, like, coming out. Yeah. It was so weird. And then he was, like, imagine yourself, like, in your most, like, happy, beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm going to Hawaii this summer with my family. And mm-hmm. I had this, like, image in my head, basically. We're staying at, like, the Disney Resort. And they mm-hmm. have this, like, special, like, pool thing. I don't know. And that was like how I'd been like visualizing going to Hawaii, how like excited I was. So that was like my happy place, whatever, because I could like easily like visualize this resort, right?
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. where I was sitting. And then he's like, no, imagine a door pops up. And I'm like, oh my god, a door. And he's like, you walk to it, crazy. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like such a slow, he's like 10, 9,
yeah,
like so long, dramatic countdown mm-hmm. until I can open the door, right?
Yeah.
I finally open the door. Another, like, 20 seconds of counting before I can go down them.
Yeah.
Then he's like, oh, each step, you feel more free, right? And then I get to the bottom, and it's me. My higher self is there. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. And it's, like, the me from, like, the me that has what I want, right? And he's like, ask yourself, what do you need to do to get there, right? And he didn't tell me, like, what to think, right? But, like, automatically, my brain just went to, like, you're doing what you're supposed to do. Like, don't stress it, basically, you know? And, like,
wow. Oh, yeah, my God. Like, I get chills. That's crazy.
And, like, I'm sure people who don't believe in this stuff are probably like, what the hell are they talking about? Like, weirdos. Yeah. But when you're, just, like, right? When you're, like, meditating and you're, like, in that mind state of mind, and your brain is just, like, working for you without you thinking, like, it feels so real. And I was, like, I literally feel like I have a message from my higher self. And that was the meditation. So cool. And then again, I go back up the steps, and it was supposed to be the purpose of like letting go and feeling like you don't need to stress, basically, like let go of the outcome because the outcome's already yours. And And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh my God. And yeah. I don't know, ever since then, I really have felt so chill. Like, I don't yeah. know. It's weird. Like, I just feel different.
It's That's weird. Cool. It's That's crazy. That's really cool. I love, see, okay, I had a few questions during your story time. Mm-hmm. When you imagine things in your mind, mm-hmm. can you see them or do you just know that they're there?
I see them. Like, I feel like I'm there.
Okay. For me, I can't, there's no pictures in my, like, in my head.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know what it's called.
Is that, like, all the time? There's two
different, yeah, like, I don't, like, obviously when I'm dreaming, that's different. But, like, mm-hmm. when someone's, like, imagine an apple, mm-hmm. I don't see an apple in my head.
Okay. Yeah, an apple just popped know, up in my mind.
I just know, like, what an apple looks like.
Okay.
I don't know if, like, anyone knows, like, listening, knows what I'm talking about. So, like, those meditations are kind of hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't see anything until he tells me what to see, if that okay. makes sense.
No, yeah. Like, so this meditation, yeah. it was kind of vague. Like, mm-hmm. like, he just said your place, or he said, like, your yeah. sphere. So, like, I just made up yeah. one in my head and, like, a color and everything. So, yeah. yeah. No, I agree. That probably would be super hard. What happens when you're reading? Do you see stuff when you're reading or no?
I mean, sometimes I feel like I can zone out and, like, I do feel like I'm, like, in that world. Uh-huh. But it does take a long time. Okay. Like, they're just words on a page. Yeah. Maybe that's why I don't read.
Yeah, like, and I would say, and that's the reason why I've loved reading yeah. so much. Because mm-hmm. I feel like it's like a movie in my head and I'm directing it. Like, I pick yeah. what the angles are. I pick what they look mm-hmm. like. I pick their outfits.
Yeah.
As long as it's not described in the book.
No, yeah,
That's so interesting. Wow. Yeah,
it's like two different types of people.
Wow, yeah. Because I've been on TikTok and people are like basically crapping on people who like don't read. And I'm like, first of all, that's yeah. weird. Like, who cares what someone else does? And then the second, they're like, I have a movie playing in my head whenever I'm reading. And I'm like, I agree with that. But like you don't. So it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
reading yeah. is boring if you can't see it.
Yeah, and I will, I'm not like, I don't not see, like, I do get like that movie in my head. It just takes uh-huh. me a really long time to like get entrapped in the book.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this meditation that I did. It was like to meet your spirit guides. I did it a few weeks ago. And honestly, that was the last, and I've done like little meditations since then, but that was like the last big one I did. That one was like an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
I think only made it like 40 minutes because I got scared. Like, we were like imagining, I don't remember what we were imagining, but when they say like let thoughts like flow in freely, like in your mind,
mm-hmm.
I think I go too far because I get stuck on a thought and then I forget what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So then that happened. And I was just like, okay, so it was kind of deep in the meditation. Like, I was, like, laying still. And but I wasn't paying attention to what he was saying. Like, I was, like, in my own world. And then all of a sudden, like, this, like, figure popped up. Like, clear as day. Like, clearer than anything I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
It was like, have you ever seen X-Men?
Yeah.
Okay, so the blue lady.
Okay, the one that Jennifer Lawrence plays?
Yeah, okay. It was like that, but it was a man,
mm-hmm.
and he had, like, very, like, firm eyebrows, like, they were, like, very triangular, he had, like, slick back hair, but it was long,
mm-hmm.
and then he had, like, a beard, he looked kind of, like, Japanese in the face,
okay,
like a sumo wrestler look,
mm-hmm.
and his eyes were really yellow,
okay,
and he had a tail with, like, black fur at the end, and so he looked like a tiger, but he was blue.
Okay.
Like, he had stripes on his body, but I don't know. It was just so crazy because it was, like, okay, so, like, think of, there was, like, a horizon, and uh-huh. his eyes just popped up in my mind. Like, he, like, looked over at me, and then he, like, jumped up and, like, ran away. And I was, like, it scared me so bad. Like,
yeah, wait, that is scary.
I was, like, deep in the meditation, but I just wasn't paying attention. I was just like, maybe I was just sleeping. I don't know. That woke me up because I was like, what the heck was that? I was like, was that my spirit guide? Or was that like a demon or something? Like, did I do this like unprotected?
Oh no.
Was I just like, so
I wait, tried that's to actually finish the really meditation. Scary.
I know. That's why I would be scared too. I like opened my eyes and I was like, what the heck was that? Like, my body literally jolted. That was crazy. Nothing, because, like, you control your mind.
Yeah.
But then, like, when something like that happens, you're like, wait, what the heck? Like, that was not me.
And you've never seen anything like that before, right?
No.
That's scary.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's why I haven't meditated in a long time, because...
Have you looked it up? That
freaked me out.
Like, what it means?
No. No, that's probably smart. I probably should.
What if that figure is an ancient something, like good omen?
Yeah.
You know?
Or if it's bad, then what am I going to do?
I don't want to say that it's bad.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, maybe I'll look it up today and I'll see what it means, because that creeped me the frick out. And now I'm afraid. I'm like, that's why I was texting you. I was like, we need to like protect ourselves. Because I was like, I don't want it to come back if it's not, like, meant for good.
Yeah. No, even I would be scared, too.
The message I got from it was that I needed to be paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed to be listening.
Yeah.
But, like, who are you? Like, what do you want?
Oh, my God.
So maybe they were just mad at me because they were waiting to meet me and I wasn't paying attention. Because it wasn't your spirit guide.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
maybe, like, you connected. But
yeah,
because your mind wasn't actually focused, they like sent something. Yeah,
they were like, "Hey, come on, focus." Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, sorry." But then, in the meditation, they were like, "Imagine a room," and I did get to the room, and I still have the room. I haven't gone back to the room, but it's the room where you can go all the time. It's like a safe space, and it's crazy because it's like the way I pictured it. It was like, that's so weird that that's my room, but I feel like. It makes sense because I feel like I've reincarnated more than I've reincarnated a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's like an ancient, like medieval type room. And I'm like, that mm-hmm. makes so much sense because people are going to think I'm freaking crazy, but
no, they're going to think we both are. They're going to think we're like loonies. Okay.
But like, once you get into this stuff, you just learn so much about yourself. But
no, I feel like it's hard to get out of it too. Cause you see so many signs and you're like, oh my God, I'm supposed to be doing this.
I was going to say, I feel like my first life, I was like a medieval princess
mm-hmm.
and I was like murdered. Like my dad was overthrown or something and they like killed our whole family.
Do you just like feel this, or did you like, do you like do research, or like, is it just a feeling?
I didn't do any research because I don't know if I could ever find like any documents.
No, really. I don't know.
But like, I just like, I don't know. I just have this feeling that I was, and like, I just have this feeling of like me running and like being scared and like them finding me and killing me.
I can see you in like a big
Romeo,
like,
Romeo dress. And Juliet. Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like that's where I get, like, that's where I get my, oh, my God, my AirPods just died. Hold on, don't speak so it doesn't sound crazy. Don't worry, I have another one. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. What was I saying? Oh, I feel like that's where I get my, like, like superiority complex from like that lifetime because I was like a princess.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I just finished this book. It's called They Both Die at the End. I finished it last night. It was good. I'm gonna post a review on my Instagram tomorrow. It was like,
okay,
I have like a weird relationship with it because like it was low-key kind of like triggering. Not like triggering like for my own past, but like triggering that the fact that like we all are going to die one day, and I'm sorry to say this, but like I don't know, it was so like hard. And the whole purpose of the book is how like these two, and I'm not spoiling anything because you literally can read the back and like that's what it says, but like these two boys, they're 17 and 18, they know that they're gonna die on today, and each chapter is a different time stamp. So the book gets later and later and later, and it goes all the way to like 10 p.m. and you're like, oh my God, like they've made it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole purpose is how like it's not fair that these like two young people are dying. And so much of it is about like, oh, I wanted to do this, or I wanted to be this, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just like so weird because like my cousin passed away almost a year ago and he was 17. And the book was just so sad and talking about like how young people don't deserve to die. And I'm like, oh my God. Like I was like so sad reading it. But then I was also so like enlightened. Like the whole purpose is like live a lifetime in every day. That's like the slogan. Yeah. And they talked about like reincarnation or like what they think happens in like the afterlife and stuff. And it like made me think what I think. But then when I think about it, I'm like, I can't think about this because it makes me so like uneasy and like think about like everyone that I've ever known. So weird book. I don't know if I would like recommend it to someone because I feel like you have to be like in the right mind state to read it.
Cause it made I don't think I could read that book.
No, it made me really sad. And like my cousin who passed, like I wouldn't even say he was like super close to me. So I couldn't read that as like someone who like someone close to me passed. It would be too like triggering. So I don't even know if I could like recommend it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It was such a weird experience. That's why I got through it so quickly. Cause I was like, I'm not reading this much longer. Like I need something happy and feel good. But my whole point in saying this was about the reincarnation thing that I felt like Delaney and I, like we met in other lifetimes. Yeah. We just don't remember it. Mm-hmm. So I wonder like where in the timeline we met up.
No, if you're a twin flame, I think it's in every lifetime.
Oh, really?
I think so. I mean, like, if twin flames are two souls, like...
Oh, that were once one, right? And then they split.
Yeah. So it's like, I wonder, like, who we were in each lifetime. Like, you could have been, like, my dad, or I could have been your aunt, or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I wonder where we, where it lines up in other times. Because I don't know. I've never gotten a feeling of, like, where I could have been. Mm-hmm. Like, there's things that I feel like I know that are weird that I know them. Or, like, my fears. I don't know. It's a whole, like it's a whole other thing we could talk about.
Like, I don't know, like, if I was killed or, like, or if I was, like, thrown into, like, being a queen really fast. Mm-hmm. Like, because I remember I was watching The Crown a few weeks ago. And, like, in that show, Queen Elizabeth, her dad dies super suddenly. And then she has to, like, immediately just take over. And it's just, like, an overnight thing. Like, she's just on the throne. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, other, like, medieval movies where I was watching. And it was, like, the same thing. And I don't know. I just felt really weird. Like, I was, like, I relate to her. Like, I know what that's like to just, like, have to be the queen one day.
Yeah.
Or, like, have to be in, like, supreme control one day. And then I was, like, wait. Because I've always felt like I lived in that time, like ever since I was little. But then like when I was watching that, I was like, oh yeah, I understand what that's like. But like, it's weird. I don't know. I could just be literally insane, but I don't think I am.
I don't think you are either. Crazy. I think though, I mean, we can end this soon. You have class, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. 10 minutes. I forgot. Oh my God.
Okay. Real quick. This is my last thought. I feel like, if you believe in this stuff, it makes perfect sense. It's totally believable. Like, maybe, like, a year or two ago, if I heard someone saying this, I would be like, okay, weirdos. Like, but, like, now being, like, in it, although I haven't had that experience that you've had, I can understand where you're coming from. Like, I don't think it's crazy at all. But I think if I wasn't in this, it would sound a little crazy. So I think you just have to believe. And you'll feel
it. But it's not even believe. It's just like, you have to see where both sides are coming from. It's, like, easy to just say, like, that person's crazy. Yeah. No, I'm not going to believe in that. Yeah. And that's with anything, not just this. But, like, And it's important to remember that just because you and your journey have not done something yet doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. Everyone's journey is completely different.
Yeah. I'm sure that people, like, are totally, like, turned off to this stuff, like, never. Yeah. You know? And that's fine.
I feel this might be the wrong podcast because we've talked about that a lot. But
they probably realized at this point and gotten out
before. If you guys want to know the names of the meditations that mine I talked about. Oh, I didn't even talk about the video.
Oh. Do you have time to talk about it?
Yeah, we could talk about it really fast.
Okay.
I completely forgot the name of it. Let me look it up on my computer. There's this book made by the author Florence Shin. I remember her name. And I just feel like everyone needs to listen to it. It's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. I only read the first chapter. I was going to read the rest of it or listen to the rest of it on the plane. Mm-hmm. When I come to DC.
We're going somewhere.
To visit. Yeah. But yeah, everyone should listen to it. I feel like it's stuff that we already know and that we talk about, Maya, like manifestation. Uh-huh. But this book was made so long ago. It's like, wow, like this stuff is like real because people were doing it in the past. And she gave examples from like people in her life,
mm-hmm.
and like from where she grew up. And it was like, there's this one story. I'll just say this example. It was like there was a young girl who loved to dress up in all black with a black veil and pretend she was a widow raising her baby dolls.
Oh my God.
And when she was older, she met this man. She fell in love. They had two beautiful kids, and he died tragically. So now she wears a black veil to mourn his death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like your she mind put it is into so her powerful. Life. Yeah, she spoke it into existence because of that. And then there was like this other man. He was so afraid of catching this disease, and one day when he was older, like despite like not having any like history of this disease or like having it anywhere near him,
mm-hmm.
he died of that disease, and the doctors had no idea where it came from.
Oh my God.
So it's like he spoke that into existence for himself because he was so afraid of it. And I was like, that's so powerful. Like, you don't even know what you're speaking into existence for yourself until it's too late.
That makes me anxious, because I...
It does.
So I'm going to stop also, what I'm doing. Because I don't know. I have anxious thoughts. Like
I feel ones. Like you get really paranoid, especially about, like...
Yeah,
like, the guy with the disease.
Yeah.
But, like, I do the same thing. Like, sometimes I get really anxious in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my God, what if, like, I'm feeling like this because I'm going to die in the car? I'm like, girl, don't say that. Like, don't speak that into existence for yourself. Like, you can, as scary as it can be, it is also, like, really uplifting and, like, inspiring because you can literally speak anything into existence for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what she's going to explain in the rest of the book. I've only gotten through chapter one.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter one is 12 minutes,
guys. I was going to say, do you know how long it is?
There's timestamps for each chapter.
Okay.
But chapter one is 12 minutes. The book itself is 2 hours long, like, to listen to it.
Okay,
which cool. I liked listening to it because, like, the voice is really soothing. I, like, literally just sat and, like, looked out my window and listened to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is really good.
I'm on Amazon right now. It's $6.29, and it'll come tomorrow, so I'm going to buy it. And I'm going to read it.
Oh, before you want we the book? Yeah.
Do you think I can finish it before we go? It's short.
I mean, to listen to, it's only 2 hours. Like, this other book that I was... Because I like to listen and read because that helps me, like, visualize and stuff. And that one was, like, really long. So I think this one won't be that long. Especially if you want to listen to it as you read, it might help it go by faster.
Okay. Yeah. If I could figure out my Amazon password, I'll get it right now.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to do it in Hawaii? Really, should I read it with you in Hawaii, or are you gonna...
No, I was gonna listen to it before I got there.
Okay,
Maya.
Cool.
You did?
Oh, no! Wait, What should we do? Do we leave it in? Do people even listen to this far?
I don't know. If they do, they can know.
Is it a surprise for our listener?
Yeah.
Oopsies. Sorry.
It's a podcast. It's raw and uncut. It's fine.
Okay,
but I guess that's where we should leave it. If you know, if you heard it, you heard it. Okay,
go follow us on Instagram to find out more. Okay.
Bye. Thanks for listening.